You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
You know, when I picked this movie to watch for Screener Squad, I was like, oh, you know, Dolph Lundgren might make this a little bit difficult to watch or difficult to understand. And then the movie turns out to be 50% in Italian. And I took that in college and I thought I knew Italian. Fuck this movie for this much Italian. But I'm Ben and I'm joined by, for his first review, Max.
Yeah, how's it going? Yeah, definitely. I expected there to be subtitles or something, but I feel like the Italian was the plot was basic enough to actually figure out what was going on. Like, you didn't really even need to know Italian, but it was just like I can understand what they're doing just by the way they're yelling at each other and their body movement. It was pretty weird.
Yeah, at least there's some of that, but instead they also left out any subtitle. I'm like, is this an American movie? What the fuck is happening here? I picked a hell of a movie for your first one, I guess.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was like, was it the screener that we got that didn't have subtitles? Was it supposed to have subtitles in the actual release?
I'm really wondering, because I looked into it. This film is directed by Giorgio Serafini, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, who's an Italian director. He's directed a fair amount of movies, a lot with American actors, some with like English actors like Vinnie Jones. None of them have been quite good, at least according to the other reviews I saw. I haven't seen a single one of them, and I think this one's another one to add to that list of not very good.
Yeah, definitely.
So, basic plot is Dolph Lundgren is a guy with the name Aiden Hackinson, another name that I'm pretty sure nobody outside of, you know, a European country thinks is an American name. But anyway, 15 years ago, he was with his family in a small town in Italy. His wife and daughter got kidnapped. Then, like, the strongest old man in the world who was owned by those kidnappers breaks out and kills, like, three guys and then causes a gunshot. And then they just take his wife and daughter and kill them for some unclear reason. And then despite him supposed to be some amazing tracker, which we don't really know what he does otherwise, but that's what they call him, the tracker. He comes back 15 years later to actually try to look for the guy who kill his wife and daughter. I don't know why it takes so long. And then it kind of meanders as he hunts for them. Also, the B story with another guy, Antonio Graziani, who's a cop in this town or just moved to this town with his wife, played by Marco Mazzoli. It is the weirdest fucking thing to me because he speaks with an American accent, speaks English the whole time, but evidently he's from Turin in Italy. Like, there's literally a line where he says, "Oh, I'm from Torino." I'm like,
yeah.
Why does everybody think you speak English and you're the English guy, but you're clearly an Italian? What the fuck is happening in this movie?
Yeah, that's what I thought was weird. It seemed like him and his wife were supposed to be American, but then, they said he's from Torino, and I was like, wait a minute, so are you from Italy or America? And then his wife had a real weird accent, too, if she was supposed to be American. So it was very confusing.
So I honestly actually did research into this. This is how much it troubled me watching this movie while being bored as well. So Marco Mazzoli is kind of a shock jock radio jock who really wanted to be like Howard Stern. Evidently has lived up to that. And so that's one thing. Evidently he does have an acting career in Italy. This is his first American-named movie I've seen, at least. Okay. So I don't know if he speaks English otherwise in other movies, though his accent was pretty good. I'll give him that. But I also looked up, is English a predominant language in Turin? Maybe it's just a very English-language city, and it's not. I don't know how they decided this character was going to speak with an American accent. I was like, oh, is he an American cop? Why would a really corrupt police force in this small Italian town do a police trade? That seems really weird to me.
Yeah, and then he would be speaking in an American accent, and something would happen, and he'd be like, oh, da-da. And then he's like, oh, da-da, oh, shit. And then he just like, say some Italian word, and then say something else in English.
Yeah, it was so weirdly imbalanced. And then they also, for the directing, there's a British guy who shows up, like, halfway through this movie who lives in this town. And like, it's not weird to me that he, you know, knows Dolph Lundgren's character. They explain that. But when he sees the cop, like, the cop knows to speak to him in English first and all that. It's like, why would you clearly know Italian. Why are you choosing English for him?
Yeah, and it seemed like a very, like, they were following the script instead of actually acting. Because the British guy, who also sounded American for the most part, the British guy, like, trusted him instantly. And then the cop trusted him too, and they just started having like this script. They just followed the script and had this conversation and kind of like told each other what was happening over like 30 seconds.
It's really, you know, you try to suspend your disbelief for a movie, and then they keep finding ways to just be like so boring that you can't do that. Yeah. I mean, one of my other things is like, these cops seem so dead set on killing him when it doesn't seem like they have to for the most part. Like, basically, he gets invited to this town by another cop, one who had nothing to do with his case for some reason. That guy is like, oh, he committed suicide. It's like, oh, well, fine. And he doesn't seem like he's super, like, assuming that it's corrupt police force at that point. I don't know. But, like, next thing you know, they literally have a guy obviously tailing him, and then they try to kill him with, like, a whole, like, murder squad, and it's like, why are you doing this? You don't even, like, there's no evidence that this guy's like a super killer or anything, but somehow he is. But these guys seem like they'd have no reason to assume that, to send out a full hit squad of, like, you know, a half dozen guys with, like, you know, high, you know, big assault rifles and shit like that.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere. I was like, what just happened? And maybe that's part of the stuff we missed in Italian. I was just like, I don't know. Maybe the Italian scenes had more to do with the plot than we actually realized. I don't know.
Maybe they do. Yeah, I try to understand it. And they also try to do the thing where, like, he runs out there and, like, he's really adept at the sniper rifle. Sure, they kind of set that up earlier, but it's like, you know, then later in the movie they have him with the sniper rifle and he looks like he's hesitating to take the shot. It's like, but you just killed, like, three guys attacking you. Like, you knifed one. This murder is not a problem for you, is it?
Yeah, it seemed like they were trying to also almost make him like a kind of a Jason Bourne character, but with no real backstory. Like, the only backstory he had was in the very, like, first, like, 3 minutes of the movie when he's learning how to shoot a deer.
And they keep showing that scene over and over, like it really had any other things to add besides the first time you saw it.
Yeah, it's like, so he had some kind of crazy military training in between or something in the last 15 years, and now he's, like, amazing with a sniper? Like, what happened?
Yeah, exactly. I will say the other one that bugged me there is when Marco Mazzoli's character does finally meet up and start working with him, because he's like, oh, maybe there is something corrupt here. I'll investigate it and have no concerns for that, even though I clearly saw how corrupt this place was. Like, literally, when Dolph Lundgren's character first comes in, he's like, hey, this guy came after me and he had a gun. The cop literally goes, well, as you gave me an illegal firearm that now has your fingerprint on it, I think you should leave the country. Yeah, that was really subtle. Good job.
Yeah.
But no, it got weird because when Mazzoli connects with him again, he's like, okay, cool, you can help me. Here, take the sniper rifle. I assume regular Italian cops know how to use a sniper rifle. Help me.
Yeah, and they just switched weapons in that scene.
It really doesn't make sense that he assumes he knows how to use a sniper rifle. Again, there's not a clear reason why Dolph's character is so, like, murder boner after these people, because he doesn't play up as a murder boner type of guy. Like, not even in that first scene when they kidnap his wife, he's like, oh god, what am I gonna do? I guess I have to get them this money.
Yeah, well, and then the way that was shot in the beginning when they kidnap his wife and daughter, that was also confusing. It's like, so yeah, like, his daughter just gets kidnapped, somehow the wife runs after, and then somehow he just ends up running after the wife, but it seems like he didn't even see anything.
Exactly. I will say, though, that scene has one of my favorite moments is, like, the wife is kind of, like, staggering on the cobblestones. I get that. Maybe she's in sandals or stilettos or something. I didn't pay attention. But when Dolph Lundgren's chasing after him, you see he's got, like, both of his arms out kind of flailing as he's going around the corner.
That was amazing. I love that.
I was like, did nobody say we need another take?
Yeah.
They're like, no, Dolph's running. That's the most energy he's got. He's like 65 now. We got
to
end
it. Yeah, that was amazing. There was another scene like that when he was running up the stairs to the British guy's apartment. He kind of did the same thing. He, like, hobbled up the stairs, and they had the scene going of him going up the stairs for at least 10 seconds. He was just like, boop, boop, boop.
There's a lot of weirdness in this movie like that. There's also, they seem to have, especially when it's American or English language scenes, rather, people repeating lines like at least two or three times more than makes any sense. Where he's like the one that stuck out to me the most was at the end when he's got the bad guy kind of cornered in like a final fight scene thing. He's like, it was an accident. I didn't mean to kill them. It was an accident. This wasn't intentional. It was an accident. Yeah. He did it like three more times.
He's like, I did not want. I did not want.
Yes, and it's not. And it happens a few times in the movie. And I'm like, it's been a few years since I took Italian in college, and I never finished that credit. So we'll chalk that up to a open circle without a check mark in it. What you want to say? I don't remember Italian being a language with that much repetition to it. So were they just trying to fill time? Because it's only a less than 90 minute movie. So there's not really much here.
Yeah. It's like hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up. Just over and over and over again.
Yeah. Another one. This one gets a little bit into spoiler territory. So, plug your ears if you really intend to watch this movie. If you're a Dolph Lundgren completionist. It's one thing that I just found so stupid that I literally burst out laughing, and I can't not mention this is Mazzoli's character's wife is pregnant throughout the whole movie. She's pretty apparently very pregnant. Like they even show the stomach, and it's obviously a real pregnant stomach.
I think I know what you're gonna say. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a scene that leads up to like the kids get born for no clear reason about like stress or where they were at with it, but whatever. But they send a picture, and it's so clearly a stock photo of, like, one-year-old children. Like, two kids that clearly have, full awareness of the world, or at least as much as, like, a toddler or infant can. And, like, they got full bows on their hands. Like, where they were at, there's no way that there's this much little kid clothes around to put them in.
Yeah, exactly.
And a newborn looks nothing like that. It was, like, literally on, like, a white background. Like, somebody set up one of those drop cloths that a photographer carries.
Yeah. that was my biggest takeaway from the film was just, like, yeah, they used the stock photo for these babies. They couldn't even get real babies. And then there was that scene where it takes place after the action, and they're talking to each other, like, they're doing their buddy cop thing. They're like, yeah, it's good working with you. And then he shows them the picture of his kids. And it's the exact same stock photo.
Yeah, like, he didn't see it earlier. I also, like, in that scene, he's like, oh, you should definitely come back. It won't be the same without you here. It's like, you knew him for a day. Yeah. One day. And he almost got you killed, motherfucker. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. And also, like the Mazzoli guy's character is, it was like, he just moved to this town he said, I'm going to be here for 2 or 3 years. And he decides to get into this, like, huge conspiracy. Almost get himself killed within, like, a day. He just, like, decides to screw his career.
That just reminded me of another weird thing in this movie. So he says later he's from Torino. But, like, when they're driving in, he's like, yeah, you think we could live in Italy for a few years? Like, you say you're Italian later.
Yeah, and that's why I thought he was American.
Same, which I still thought it was weird that then he ended up being a cop. I'm like, there's a cop training program? I feel like they wouldn't take an American to suddenly be a cop, but whatever.
Yeah.
This is just a really odd movie, and throughout it kind of feels like a made-for-TV movie.
Yeah, it feels like either a made-for-TV movie or like a film student's like final project.
A little bit like that, yeah.
Yeah, and because it wasn't like they didn't make any sets or anything. They filmed in like all real locations, it seemed like. And they were just like I said earlier, they were just like following the script. It didn't really seem like they were acting very much. It was pretty strange.
Not really. Yeah, Dolph doesn't really have many lines, and the few he has is like a kind of torture scene that he magically finds a guy that he's looking for without like any way to track him down to get there. I get it. He's the tracker, but he had no evidence to find this guy or even that this guy was dirty to have to track him down.
Yeah. And another slight spoiler. He ends up shooting the guy somewhere, and it doesn't even look like the guy gets shot, but he screams in like this weird fake scream for a few seconds. It's so ridiculous.
Oh yeah, with that I want to say there's one point where a guy dies. I think he's thrown off a ledge, and he used the scream that's worse than the Wilhelm scream.
Yeah,
it's the one that's like a guy being tortured.
The one it sounds like a Star Wars sound effect when like one of the one of like the spaceships in Star Wars. It's like, I was like, what? Yeah, That's amazing.
there's a lot wrong with this movie, but Max, I'll let you roll into your final thoughts now. And just to give you the warm-up that I think I forgot to earlier is we try to go with an arbitrary score. So feel free to think about what out of 10 you think this movie is, and out of 10 what.
Yeah, I was honestly trying to think. I was trying to think the entire movie of like what I could rate this out of. I was like, I was having a real hard time. But but yeah, I don't know. It was a pretty bad movie, but it was like, it was almost so bad it was kind of entertaining. Like, it was kind of on like the same level of as The Room, kind of.
Sure.
It was just so ridiculous. I can't believe they made that movie. But yeah, I don't know. I've seen worse. It was just kind of entertaining because it was so bad. But I would give it like a, I don't know, like a 4 fake looking pregnancy bellies out of 10.
Yeah, that was a really odd choice to like fully show the pregnancy belly for some reason.
That belly, that didn't look real either. It looked like some kind of round thing with like paper mache on top of it painted like orange.
Oh God. Yeah, this movie, I picked it because I was like, oh, I like Dolph Lundgren. Dolph Lundgren in an action movie can at least be fun. I know I was mentioning to my mother that I was watching a Dolph Lundgren movie. She's like, well, what did you expect when it was bad? I'm like, I don't know. It can't be fun. But this movie just kind of meanders and never really seems to know what it's doing past a few really obvious tropes from basically every other cheap action movie. The Italian, maybe there's subtitles in the final release when they do it, but it just feels really out of nowhere and takes you out of it. Yeah. You know, even with what little Italian I knew, I was like, I'm not really connecting with this. The corrupt cop thing kind of makes sense, but then it really amounts to nothing other than like a weird hollow threat to Dolph Lundgren, which, again, I don't know why they're threatening this guy besides not wanting him around. It just really doesn't go anywhere, including that final like action charge isn't even a fun final charge. It's just,
oh yeah.
It just goes and goes. And like, there's a scene where they try to build up tension for, oh, maybe Matt Zoli's character is about to die. And I'm just like, why is this going on for 5 minutes? Like, either the action, either it's tense and he's about to die, or you dispel that tension, you know, like quickly do something. And it doesn't. I honestly paid less attention to that than the rest of the movie, because by then I was kind of checked out.
Yeah, that reminds me, because I remember they show up at this final scene, and then somehow he knows there's a girl kidnapped inside, and he's like, we got to go find the girl. I was like, how did you know that? He was just here for revenge. But he's like, the girl's upstairs right in this side of the room. I was like, how? What? What happened?
Oh, God, this movie. Yeah, the more I think about it, the more I'm just like, I don't want to recommend anyone ever see it. It's not the worst thing I've seen. We were discussing earlier that our review for The Night Sitter is up there that I saw earlier. That was shot like purely on digital. There's no color grading. I can at least say they did that here, where generally it looks very much like a film should look. You know, it's got that kind of like depth of color and that, you know, set tone to it. But that doesn't save this movie, nor does the beauty of a nice old Italian town. It's just, I'm going to give this movie 3.5 out of 10 really obvious guys tracking the tracker.
Yeah, I was close to 3.5. I went 4 just because it was kind of funny. But yeah, I totally agree with that.
You know, it's the strangest thing. I went through this whole movie and I was just like, when they're showing that footage of him as a kid training, I was like, what country do they think Dolph Lundgren's from here?
Man, I have no idea. It's like some random swamp somewhere, like forest swamp.
Yeah, he's just like a 1940s Croatian child in that scene. It's like, dude, this is supposed to be like 1965, which I don't know how old that makes Dolph Lundgren. I mean, I told you he's like 65, but
when was he born? I don't know.
Will his IMDb have that quickly?
I don't know. No, it does. But there was another scene.
1957.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There was another scene I just remembered where that one guy he was torturing, he like stomped on his cell phone, and then like 30 seconds later he pulls out another cell phone and calls somebody.
Italy, the country of many phones.
Yeah. And if this is modern day Italy, why does everybody have these old flip phones?
Well, because you know, all their other phones fell in their gelato.
Yeah. They're poor gelato phones.